We're here on KSOM as we continue to look at the upcoming girls track and field season, talking Riverside girls track now with head coach for the Bulldogs, Jared Hoffman. And coach had some success last year at the state track meet, including the 4x4. What a great state championship for them this year, and other performances as well, like Carly Henderson in the 400 hurdles, who has now graduated. So obviously a tough player, a tough runner to replace there. But your thoughts on your team coming into this brand new season?
Yeah, overall, I believe that we have a pretty good base of returners with a lot of experience in high competition. It is going to be tough to replace our seniors last year, who including Carly and Lydia and Emma and Becca, who all really, really contributed to the success of this program. But overall, I feel like we have, a good base that is ready to go for this season. Including a ton of state returners such as Ellie Henderson, Veronica Schechinger, Sophia Fenner, Bentley Roan, Madison Kelly, Sophia Taylor, and a handful of others who have all had some pretty good success over the years.
Well, what do your overall numbers look like coming into the year?
We have a pretty high number. I believe we're right under 30 right now. So we've got a good number of athletes. We've had some really good success. Props to our fall and winter sports for volleyball and basketball having great seasons. I think that's kind of propelled our numbers to go up, and girls just want to continue to have success through this year.
Well, you had so much success with your relays, and when you have close to 30 girls, that will help you. I mean, the 4x4 obviously did great jobs, but it was the 4x8 that was fourth, sprint med sixth. You know, the 4x1 finished seventh of the finals after going eighth of the prelims. Your distance med in the 4x2 was third. Distance med finished 21st, but still made it. So what relays do you like coming into this season right now?
Yeah, since I've started, I've always kind of thought that relays are really important because you get the most people involved, and it brings more of that team aspect into track. This year, I mean, yeah, we returned three of our 4x8 members, so we're looking forward to try and getting that around to where it was last year. Obviously, our 4x4 is, we're trying to go again and compete really, really well. We have two returners on that. Distance medley, we return everybody on that. So we want to improve on our state standing in that. But we're looking forward to kind of seeing where we're at as the season gets going.
Who are the three returning on your 4x8?
That would be Ellie Henderson, Sophia Fenner, and Bentley Roan.
Okay. Very good. Sophia Fenner was good for you in the shot put. She was eighth last year as a freshman in that particular event. And you also had Sophia Taylor that made it to state last year in the shot put. It's awfully rare when a team gets two participants in one field event. It happens, but, only once, maybe a state tournament or so.
Yeah, they've both done really, really well. They've both been working real hard this beginning of the season. And our first indoor meet, they at Iowa State, they both competed well. Sophia Fenner really got off to a great start with breaking the school record again and winning at Iowa State. And also in discus, we have a state returner from 2 years ago with Madison Kelly. So I'm kind of looking forward to see what she can do this year.
Yeah. Since we're on the field events, we talked a little bit about the throws. How about the jumps, long and high jump? What do you have there?
Kaden Schnack's returning. She had a pretty good freshman year last year, and I think she's ready to kind of make another step as a sophomore. For high jump, Olivia Lunds and Lillian Reed are two returners on that. And they both competed well. Just excited to see what they can do this season. For long jump, we're still trying to figure out who maybe our second person is. Right now, we have a freshman, Arabella Singleton, who competed in it last Friday. And kind of just getting her to get started and have a good season.
Very good. So in running, where do you feel like you're strongest? In sprints, mid-distance, long-distance, hurdles, where do you feel like your team has the most depth?
At this point, I'm not quite sure. I mean, we're real early in the season. We'll see as it goes on. We do have a lot of experience in our mid distance. So that's kind of something that we're going to rely on. But a lot of our sprinters have competed well in conference and even our distance as well. So I think we're kind of pretty even throughout all three, but something might kind of take the lead as the season goes on.
Yeah. So let's go through some of them. Your sprinters, who do you see making an impact there?
For sprints, I mean, Ellie Henderson kind of can go anywhere we need to. She's been on 4x1s at the state track meet before, long all the way up to a 4x8. So she's kind of anyone who can go anywhere. For other sprinters, Kane Schnack has done really, really well for us. Adeline Martins has been on the 4x1 last year. Olivia Lund has been was on our distance medley 200 last year. So we're looking for them to kind of take those next steps as they become upperclassmen.
And how about middle distance?
Veronica Schekinger in the 400 for us has been a starter on our last two state championship teams. So she's got a lot of experience with that. Bentley Roan has really come a long way in the 800 since her freshman year. So we're looking for her to have a good year. Bailey Richardson's a state 4x8 runner as well. Sophia Fenner, as we said before in shot put, she's one of our mainstays on the 4x8. So kind of interesting to see somebody who can throw and do that mid distance. So those are a few of our key runners on that.
Yeah, and how about the 1 and the 2 mile?
Again, Bailey Richardson. She kind of goes up a little bit higher for us. We've got a few freshmen that are coming off cross country season, so that we'll see what they can do in longer distance. That includes like Iviana Schekinger. She had a good cross season, so looking to see what she can do this year.
Yeah, and what about hurdles? I guess the shuttle, you didn't get in the state last year, but do you have a group of hurdlers that could maybe put one together this year?
Yeah, we're looking into that. We have a good senior returner in Ayla Richardson. She's been working hard for the beginning of the season, along with Lillian Reed, who's returning as a hurdler for us in her sophomore year. And then we've got a few freshmen that we hope that can step up, including Haley Harvey and McKenna Dorr, along with Meg Haynes. They all could possibly be big parts of that shuttle hurdle.
So then overall, what would you say are some of the goals that you'd like to see for this team this season?
Every year we go in as a team and we kind of highlight what our goals are. That includes competing well in our conference track meet and going for a trophy there, along with districts and we've kind of set the standard for the last 2 years of winning districts. So that's a goal that they always have and going to state and getting a trophy there.
Well, it's going to be exciting when you have close to 30 girls and a lot of talent coming back with some depth possibility, a lot of possibilities in the relays. It certainly should be an exciting year for Riverside Girls Track. We look forward to following the team all the way to the Blue Oval. Coach, really appreciate your time. And best of luck throughout the season. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks for having me. Have a good one.
Yeah, Jared Humpen, head coach for Riverside Girls Track and Field with us here on KSOM.